the show, Ashaholics, brought to you by the wonderful and mysterious Julieland Universe. Today, our podcast is from Peter Warren's futon. Hi, Peter Warren.
Hi.
I can only say your name. Like, I can't just call you Peter. I have to call you Peter Warren.
Everybody does that. I don't know why that is.
It just, it rolls off the palate so well.
Cool.
So, Peter Warren, you are part of AVN. You're literally pretty much a fly on the wall. You've been behind the scenes for 10 years in porn.
Just about.
So, what do you do exactly for AVN?
That's a good question. You know, James Dean always says to me, like, every time I talk to him practically, he's like, I don't know what you do. I'm just like, I don't know how to explain it to you, James. I'm an editor at AVN. He's like, I don't know what you do. and that's because it's difficult to encapsulate everything that I do because I do a lot of things.
I'm going to call you the AVN fly on the wall.
That's fine.
So do you know of any plans that AVN has coming up? What's going on with AVN? How, they've been around 30 years now?
Yeah, we just had our 30th anniversary gala celebration.
Did you get any birthday cake?
No.
What the fuck?
Well, I didn't turn 30. AVN turned 30.
I know, but AVN should have a birthday cake. And a porn star should jump out of it.
A lot of people made us those little birthday greeting things that they showed during the awards. That was kind of cool.
Well, that was cute. That was cute. So, what have you learned about porn in 10 years? That's a long time. I feel like porn years go in dog years. So, like, really, that's like 70 civilian years.
For sure.
It is a long time. And I'd say the number one thing that I've learned is that porn is never going anywhere. It'll always be here like a cockroach.
It's what I, you know, that's what I, you hear. She's going to hear me repeat a lot of things, but that's what I always say too. Is like, you hear me always say, it's like, we'll never run out of pussy.
That's right.
We might run out of oil. We might run out of fresh air, but pussy will always be here forever.
The oldest career in human mankind eternity, all of time, is actually prostitution, which we aren't prostitutes, but we are sex workers. We are very open about what we do. Right. Some of us may be prostitutes, but go make your money, boo-boo. I'm okay with that. Peter Warren, are you a prostitute?
I'm not.
Oh.
I mean, you know, nobody's solicited me, so it's not necessarily by choice, but...
Do you hear that, fans? You can email Peter Warren.
Just go ahead and tweet him.
We will tell you where to find him later on in the show.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite porn story? I mean, all of us are filled with stories. I just went on Jaden and Jaden's podcast, The Sex Squad, and all I told was just ridiculous mishap stories, and everybody loved it. Do you have one, being in 10 years?
Mishap stories, specifically?
I mean, just
your favorite
any,
war
story.
War stories.
War stories.
Like, you know, the time that you walked in on a set and you saw things that just you could not believe.
Is there anything you can't unsee?
There's plenty of things I can't unsee. I don't know. I mean, it's not out that far out there, I guess. But just the first thing that pops into my head for whatever reason is some set that I was on years ago for, I think it was... Anarchy Films, maybe, or something, doesn't even exist anymore. And this girl, they gave her a donut. I don't remember why the donut was in the scene, but there was a donut, and they asked the guy to come on the donut, and then she had to eat the donut.
Sounds awful.
And afterwards, she was like, "That was like the grossest donut I've ever eaten."
Yeah. Well, you just
missed. And you can never look at a donut again the same way.
I know.
I mean, I probably had a donut that was worse one time. I went to this camp and we ordered donuts from their kitchen, and they were the ones that are covered in sugar, but they accidentally mixed the sugar and the salt in the kitchen. So I take a bite of this, like, what I think is going to be a wonderful and sweet donut. And I really do imagine that's probably what hers tasted like.
Ugh.
Just straight up salt and nasty.
But like that's the kind of thing, though, when you to me anyways, when you do see things like that, you're just like, from here on out, every time you see like a glazed bar or a chocolate donut, you're just thinking, oh, there was that time. You know, like, oh, I don't want donuts after all. Can I get a croissant, please? Like, you know, for me. Can I get a bagel?
It's hard. You got to have a strong stomach. That's another thing. You got to have a strong stomach.
I got a question.
Go for it.
After 10 years, give us a list, and you don't have to put them in any order, top five favorite porn stars. And why?
And why?
You could just say, you know, like Ash Hollywood, because she's so smart. But you have to leave her off the list.
Oh, my God.
Come on. Female only.
Yeah. I don't have any favorite male stars. Exactly. Not that there's anything wrong with the male stars. Some of them.
Sounds like an episode of Seinfeld.
I like, probably my number one, I always say, is Angel Dark.
Beautiful.
Who just, yeah, she's just stunning. She's even more stunning in person than she is
really
on camera. And another one that I say frequently is Roxanne Blaze, who nobody has heard of because she was in like five movies ever, but one of them was my favorite movie ever.
What years?
Like mid-90s.
Yeah.
And she was in this movie called Justine, Nothing to Hide 2, Paul Thomas directed.
Cool.
Which is like the greatest porn movie ever.
Ooh, and
I'm a porn star and I don't watch porn, so I'll have to put that on my to-watch list.
Yeah,
you should.
If you can find it, and if you can, let me know because I can't locate it anyway.
Who else?
Let's see.
I mean, it's the combination of the package, the girls you've met, you've interviewed, hung out with, they're, you know.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, Joanna Angel is one of my best friends, and
she's awesome.
I think she's a genius, and
I agree.
You know, she's a beautiful Jewish girl.
Boy. You have a thing for Jewish girls?
Well, I'm Jewish, so.
What? Did you see it?
You should have been here when we did the episode about J-Date.
Did you happen to see my tweet about why Jewish women prefer their men circumcised?
No.
Because I always have to get something 10% off.
Oh, maybe I did see that, actually. Yeah,
I think you might have retweeted it.
That's a nice...
A comedian in Jewish.
I love you some Jews.
And who else?
Any other girls?
Let me think. Oh, so I have to come up with two more.
Two more. Come on. I know there's a billion of them out there.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's what makes it
so
tough.
Are you like Jenna Jameson?
No.
Asia Carrera?
No.
Nina Hartley? No.
Oh, ooh. You know, from that era,
Houston.
Though?
Stacey Valentine.
No. There was a girl from that era. What the hell was her name?
Kobe Tai.
No, not Kobe Tai. Fuck. I won't be able to think of it.
What's Taylor? What was her name? She was a Vivid girl.
Oh, what? Taylor Hayes?
Taylor Hayes. Yeah.
No, but I liked...
Wow. This is like stump the band.
I'll think in the back of my head while you talk about other
stuff. So you've been around 10 years, and porn has evolved exponentially in 10 years. And AVN's been around for 30. But where do you think the industry is going besides a graceful swan dive into the shithole?
Such the optimist.
Graceful swan dive into the shithole. I think that, like I said, porn is not going anywhere. And I think that for a long time, people have grossly over-projected the death of the DVD. I don't really think that DVD is going anywhere anytime soon. And there's no denying that DVD sales have gone way down, but I think it's
I can totally agree, because when I go to my conventions and I meet the fans, the top thing that I'm selling is my DVDs.
Right.
And I mean, I don't know if they're ordering them offline as well. I do have fans that come up to me and bring me DVDs to sign, which I'm always like, holy shit, you bought a DVD. Like, yes, you paid for porn. I love you. But they're buying it for me and I'm signing it and so on and so forth. And sometimes I feel bad because I don't always have the one that they want. But yeah, I was shocked to see that that's what I sold out of this last year going to all these, you know, conventions.
It's there's something to be said for a tangible good that will never go away. I think like it's hit a plateau maybe, but I still think that there's just like a percentage of people who will never cease to exist who want to have something that they hold in their hand and that they can get a girl to sign.
Exactly.
And you know, that comes with nice packaging and
pretty cool packaging too. Some of them award winning because we do have a category for that at AVN.
We do.
Now I want to ask you some fun questions.
Okay.
If you could pick a superpower, any ability, what would you choose and why?
Oh man, probably. I want to have the superpower to magically make girls have sex with me. That would be awesome.
Oh, is that a God, superpower? You're so cute.
Hypnotize them.
Hypnotize them. You want hypnotism?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think we're all pretty brainwashed. If you could give a superpower to your worst enemy, what would it be?
Would I want to give a superpower to my worst enemy?
But I mean, like, okay, I don't know if you've seen, there's a couple shows out, like Misfits. And in Misfits, this storm happens and people don't really get optimistic superpowers. They get kind of like extremes of their personality or something they would do. Like one girl has the ability to make people go bald because she is bald. And so like, if you could give any kind of power to your worst enemy, what would it be? Mine, I chose to have their teeth fall out every single time they try to have a conversation. And then they grow back again when they're done
Does
talking.
Does that count as a superpower or is that more like an
anti-super?
Defect?
That's like anti-superpower.
Well, that's why you're giving this to your worst enemy. Some people have said permanent invisibility. Others have gotten really deep and said immortality because you're always stuck losing the ones you love.
Well, then I would give them the opposite of my superpower and have no girl ever have sex with them.
Complete other sex repulsion.
Right.
That's pretty good.
I know that one all too well.
Dick has a superpower. Aww. So what is your favorite flavor of gum?
Peppermint.
How do you feel about these dessert gums coming out?
What?
Actually,
they make dessert gums like cheesecake, key lime pie, like all these really weird things that completely promote anorexia.
There's a Dr. Pepper one, and because all I drink is Dr. Pepper, it actually tastes like Dr. Pepper. That's the amazing part, because everything previously that attempted to be Dr. Pepper flavored never got it right, but this gum got it right. And I also just recently, on my way back from Vegas, from AE, found this little store on the way where they had Dr. Pepper barbecue sauce. Ooh. And I bought some of that shit.
Wow. Was it good?
I've heard of cooking.
I haven't tried it yet, but I bought it.
Dr. Pepper. I have heard of that. That's pretty interesting. Have you had the bottle caps that taste like Dr. Pepper? The bottle cap candy? It's a sugar candy.
Maybe long ago, yeah.
They're not so bad.
I used to worship Dr. Pepper.
Isn't it prune juice?
No,
somebody told me that it was prune juice.
It's not. That's a myth. Oh. No, I'm like him. I used to drink it like nonstop by gallons.
I fucking love it. I will drink the hell out of some prune juice. Like, just guzzle it. If only men came Dr. Pepper, I would be such a whore.
Yeah. What flavors would you like your cum to be?
Like, I wonder if it works like asparagus, though. Or like,
or like pineapple?
Like pineapple, right. Does it make your cum taste like Dr. Pepper?
If you could choose the flavor of your cum, what would you make it taste like?
Dr. Pepper.
Okay, besides Dr. Pepper, of course.
Yeah.
What Peter Warren's trying to say is he really wants a blowjob.
Sherry? I don't know.
Well,
Dick, if you could choose your flavor, what would
it be? Probably chocolate milk.
Chocolate milk. Yes. That's going to look a little funny. Hopefully we can just get the taste, not the color.
Yeah, well, of course. Cases. Yeah, but the flavor of chocolate milk, come on, is the best.
So, sex, drugs, or rock and roll?
Sex.
Duh.
You know who one of my favorite porn stars was? Felicia.
Oh, I remember.
Back in the day.
Just Felicia?
Yeah.
Oh. See, I like the girls that come in with just the one name, like Stoya. That's it. I think Sovereign.
Houston.
I think Sovereign should just be Sovereign. Who's the other one? I don't know why she's Sovereign Sire.
One name porn stars. Other than.
Who's the dumbest porn star you
Devin.
Met?
Devin.
Who's the dumbest porn star you met? Come on. Come on. I'll tell you which one I met, the dumbest one, if you tell me yours. Mine is Samantha Bentley. Dumb as a brick.
I haven't met her.
She's fucking futz.
Exactly.
I haven't met her. But I've met some pretty dumb ones. I can tell you this one girl who I interviewed one time.
And you said, so what's your favorite color? And she went, what's a color?
Well, almost. I can't think of her name, but I was talking to her about movies and somehow Pulp Fiction came up and she said, wasn't that made in like the 40s?
Wow.
No.
If she does not remember getting, if she doesn't remember getting toys in her cereal, she might be too young for you. Because I miss the hell out of getting toys in my cereal, that's for sure. What is your favorite kind of porn? What gets you off, Peter Warren?
Girl. Lesbians.
Do you like the soft girl? You know, yes. Like the Brett Rossi who barely knows how to lick a cunt? Or do you like girls who ravage and rape each other like Aiden Ashley and Lexi Bell?
Well, it depends on to what extent. I don't like mixing anal with girl.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Why is that? Not about butt sex?
No, I'm not.
I'm not into butt sex either.
But it's butt sex.
I'm not into it.
Well, I'm not into it either. I don't do anal, so. We will agree to agree.
I mean, you know, like rough and energetic is cool. I don't like toys either.
I like real, full-on, like the real thing, like we do. Right, Ash?
I mean, I can tell you who my two worst girl scenes were. Actually, I have three top horrible girl scenes. And it wasn't that the girls weren't beautiful. They were
beautiful.
Beautiful.
Means nothing.
I just think that there wasn't a chemistry there. So my worst one ever was this with this girl, Abby Lexus. She's not even in the industry anymore. She came in for a couple weeks to do porn, came as quick as she left and all that jazz. But she didn't like girls. And it's the other way around. Shut up, Peter Warren.
Reverse that.
But she wasn't into girls, and I didn't know this. So she had shot some boy-girl scenes. She loved it. She shot some interracial scenes. It was all cool. And I shoot this girl with her, and she seemed into it. And we get in my agent's car afterwards because they picked us up. And she's like, I don't think I want to shoot girl anymore. And I was like, oh, my God.
Talk about being
rude, bitch.
Dissed.
But, you know, because the...
I'm giving up on sex from here on out.
You were in a really good girl scene with Brianne Benson.
I loved Brianne Benson.
Did you
was
see...
Was that the one for Elegant Angel?
Yes, you have to make...
I haven't worked for Elegant Angel since that. And I'm like, but that was such an amazing scene.
That scene was awesome.
Did you see my scene, though? My first girl with you, it's with Aiden. That scene.
That's a pretty amazing
and
scene.
And the one with Skin Diamond.
Yes.
Anything with Skin Diamond.
Exactly.
She's right. Absolutely. Up there too. She's I mean, she's a little too new, I think, to like call her one of my favorite of all time, but right. she could get there.
She's growing on you.
Hey, if she keeps bringing me over stew like she did last week, she's right up there. She brought me stew.
Have you heard that, girls? If you want to shoot with Richard Avery, you bring him chocolate milk, stew, or cookies, or all of the above.
Exactly. I'm easily bribed.
Very easily bribed. He also likes peach cobbler. Yeah. So, Peter Warren, if we want to find you, because you're highly entertaining on Twitter, where do we find you?
At and not jdate.com. Let me tell you, jdate.com sucks. Just for the record.
We'll get on that later. It's at Peter Warren on Twitter.
Yeah.
And is that the only place we can stalk you?
I mean... basically. You can read my stuff on avian.com.
There you go.
Anytime you want.
So find Peter Warren on avian.com or on Twitter at Peter Warren. Yeah. You can find me, your lovely host, on Twitter at Ash Hollywood or on the pages of ashgirl.com. If you'd like to see more of me and more of my pussy, you can find me at julieland.com. Thank you.